Barack Obama will be the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Japanese city of Hiroshima, the site of the world's first atomic bomb attack during the waning days of World War II. Mr. Obama, who will be in Japan for a G7 summit meeting, will tour Hiroshima on May 27th, the city where an estimated 140,000 civilians died after the U.S. dropped the atomic bomb on August 6, 1945. A second American nuclear bomb targeted the Japanese city of Nagasaki on August 9th. Japan surrendered less than 1 week later. The president says that his visit to Hiroshima will emphasize the friendly ties between former enemies, but that he would not apologize for America's use of nuclear weapons against Japan's civilian population. While a majority of Americans see the bombings as justified to end the war and save lives, a view disputed by many historians, most Japanese believe that the use of atomic weapons wasn't justified, according to public opinion polls. In response to the president's announced visit to Hiroshima, more than 70 prominent scholars and activists, including Noam Chomsky, Daniel Ellsberg, and Oliver Stone, signed a letter calling on Mr. Obama to take concrete steps towards nuclear disarmament during his remaining months in office. Some of those signatories opposed the president's support for spending $1 trillion over the next 3 decades to build a new generation of U.S. nuclear weapons and delivery systems. Your reporter spoke with Paul Kavika Martin, communications and political director with the group Peace Action, who talks about the significance of President Obama's visit to Hiroshima and the letter calling on him to take action to move the world closer to the abolition of nuclear weapons.
This is the first sitting president to visit Hiroshima. It is a big deal to the Japanese. If you look at any Japanese media, they are going crazy over there about this visit. They celebrate this and commemorate this very intently with tens of thousands of people attending the commemorations in August. And, you know, they have expectations of what this might mean to them. So it will be interesting to see exactly what Obama's remarks are and what he does when he's there.
Paul, your group, along with more than 70 scholars and activists, signed a letter in support of the president's trip to Hiroshima, but called upon him to use his remaining months in office to take substantive action to move the world closer to the abolition of nuclear weapons. Maybe you could talk about this letter and specifically what you and the other signatories want the president to move towards while he's still got some time in office.
Sure. I mean, the president deserves praise, not only this trip, but he also put together and pushed forward through the Senate the passing of a New START treaty that reduced the number of strategic warheads that the U.S. and Russia both have now to like 1,550. He also pushed through last year the Iran agreement that has put Iran from having the capabilities of possibly putting together a crude nuclear weapon in 3 months to now over a year, plus having verification and monitoring of their nuclear program, which will keep them having a nuclear weapon in the immediate future. And he's also held a number of nuclear security summits that have done things to close the loop on loose nukes and nuclear materials to make sure it doesn't get in the wrong hands. That's all great. On the other hand, the administration has been putting forth a plan to upgrade all of our nuclear warheads and all the delivery systems, bombers, submarines, and missiles, to the tune of about $1 trillion over the next 30 years. So in one hand, he's saying, let's get rid of these things and have a world free of nuclear weapons. But on the other hand, we're funding, upgrading, and building them into the indefinite future. So certainly a couple of steps he could take would be, one, let's reduce that funding. He can start with a simple thing, which is there's funding to try to build something called a new nuclear cruise missile. It's called the long-range standoff missile. That could be cut in some sort of a way. I mentioned our strategic warheads. Many in the military say we can get down to 200, 300, 400 strategic warheads and still have a deterrent. So he could cut and put a challenge to Russia to also cut. But he could go easily from 1,500 to 1,000, which the Pentagon has already approved, or even deeper cuts there. That's something he can do. And a lot of people don't know that we still have our warheads set on something called hair trigger alert, which means if we think that we're being attacked, the president could actually launch a nuclear weapon within about 10 minutes. That puts a lot of pressure on someone. Like, this hair trigger alert is also in Russia. Mistakes have happened where we've actually thought that we're being attacked here in the U.S. at one point, where the National Security Advisor Brezhnev was about to call the president to say we were being attacked and found out that it was actually a false alarm. So there's several of those things have happened. So he could actually take nuclear weapons off hair trigger alert. And lastly, we also have several thousand warheads called reserve. In case something goes wrong with the warhead, you can replace it. We really don't need several thousand to replace 1,500. We can start dismantling. So a number of things he could do to push us towards going to zero. And then also, you know, reaching out to Russia, even in this hard time of our relations between us and Russia. This is something that Russia might even agree to and actually could help relations with us and Russia, is to reach out for some sort of another agreement. So there's a long list of things he can do. We hope that he at least talks about one or two of these in the coming weeks and actually takes action before he leaves office.
That was Paul Kavika-Martin, Communications and Political Director with Peace Action. Learn more about the scholars and activists calling on President Obama to move toward nuclear disarmament by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.